What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And I got an email clarifying the issue about Ukrainian nukes. I'd said earlier in the show they're estimated to have about 3,000. And apparently the story is that these were nuclear weapons that Ukraine sort of inherited from the Soviet Union when the Soviet Union collapsed. And apparently Clinton... Basically went to Ukraine and said, we'll give you a bunch of money if you will give us the nuclear weapons. We don't know how many nukes Ukraine still has, but if that head of the military is threatening a nuclear strike, of course, you know, Russia would just turn around and turn all of Ukraine into a giant green glass parking lot if they did that. All righty, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Sherry in Kansas. Hello, Sherry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hey, I heard that story about that teacher here in Kansas reported on the talk show. I believe it was last Sunday. It's a local political talk show. And the basis on which she won that was she used the information that was when the child was registered. And she was registered as a female, apparently. But, you know, technically... the legal personality that we operate under as under the administrative state has no sex. They just give us a register us as male and female to kind of keep the con going. But technically, I would say these teachers that they want them to call them he or she said, well, I'll just call you it or something, you know.
Well, that might be a good compromise here, but the problem is that pushing this gender ideology on the students is going to confuse them. I mean, these kids are really too young to understand many of these issues, and I don't think schools should be confusing kids and sort of in a way it's an attack on their identity. Okay, saying, no, you're not a boy, you're not a girl, you're somewhere in between, it's kind of fuzzy, and we'll decide what it's going to be later on. But I'm old-fashioned. I think schools should be teaching reading, writing, mathematics, science, engineering, art, music, and issues of sexuality, I think, belong with the parent.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, that's the basis of which she won that. So.
Okay,
go
well,
ahead.
Good for her. Good for her.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Andrea in Oklahoma. Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. What's on my mind is back when Obama was in the president's chair, there was a huge lack of science and math teachers, and what they put out there, that the government would reimburse anybody that graduated as a science and math teacher, they would have 17% of their student loans forgiven after they put in 5 years at a very rough high school or wherever the school was, but it had to be a rough one. And so, because they were having problems getting teachers to go to those schools, and after 5 years, they would have their that 17% student loan forgiven. And by the time he put in his 5 years, they took it away. So that's my only problem with what the government offered to get more people to go in and get those kind of degrees and those kind of teachers for those schools. And then they just, you know, it's not offered anymore. Or you have to jump through hoops, and it's always something because they don't want to do that for somebody that's put in the time and gotten the degree. So that was my 5 cents. Thank you very much.
Okay, Andrea, you know, I think what's going on, and one of the reasons for this focus in the public schools on gender and, you know, drag queen story hour is that the government doesn't want the next generation brought up to think logically, rationally, and critically. They just want obedient workers, and that's the schools are being retooled to do that. And they are filling the kids' heads with a lot of junk right now, and they're being taught to obey authority and to just believe what they're told and not think about it at all. And
I'd like to know what snake that is coming from. What snakehead is coming up with this idea, and that's their philosophy? Because we know that Biden's just the puppet. We need to take the head off the snake and deal with what's coming off, because that cannot be something that's clear across the board. Because, okay, let's just say they're teaching that in school, you know, pole dancing and how to have, you know, kind of bad sex or whatever. Don't they take, they're going to have a test? Who's going to give the test? Excuse me, and what parent and grandparent, because I'm a grandparent, is going to want their grandchild participating in that? We all want our children to be educated with math. We came from that area. These people that are totally the other way, I just don't get that in any way, shape, or form. I don't even see how they could come up with that. You have to respect your child and your grandchild. They're wonderful, and that you would want them to be belittled. I was bullied as a kid, so
yes,
I hate that kind of stuff. And there was nothing wrong with me. I don't even know why the kids hated me so, but it was really bad. But nobody wants to see their kid that way or their grandchild. You know, so every parent wants their child to be loved. I mean, I think that's more normal than what's going on right now. And can't we just turn off this crazy TV box that everybody has in every room in their house, including the bathroom? It is messing everybody up. Whoever is behind that, they need to take away the media or whoever's putting that out there, and they need to go away. We need responsible people in front of the TV set or behind the TV set giving us honest and truthful information. So, okay, I'll let you go. I could go on and on. Thank you much.
Yeah,
bye.
No, I understand your frustration here. And, you know, this is not a new phenomenon. this goes all the way back at least to Andrew Carnegie. And he set up a foundation, the Carnegie Foundation for Education, and their goal was to change the school system so that kids were only taught the bare minimum needed to perform their assigned job tasks and fill out the appropriate paperwork. And Carnegie said teaching them anything else, you know, is a complete waste, and worse than that, it's dangerous. It's the same attitude that the antebellum South had toward the slaves. You know, we don't want them reading and writing. We just want them to know how to, you know, pick cotton, and that's about it. And it is a repeat of that whole situation. All right, well, Andrea, thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day to you, Mike. Good call. Here's what's on my mind. Before I get to the young woman who is the billionaire lady who was murdered jogging in Memphis, I want to talk about Donald Trump's rally Saturday night, Mike. I was wondering, did you have a chance to see any of that rally?
I saw some clips from it. It was just absolutely packed. And, you know, Biden's, you'll pardon the expression, rally, that was empty. There was hardly anybody there.
Okay, yeah, Mike, let me ask you a question. Mike, we had a guy who was president. He sealed the border off the best he could under the Zionist control of our government.
Yeah.
But here's a guy, finally, Trump, just saying the truth. If you're dealing fentanyl, and every fentanyl dealer is killing 500 Americans per fentanyl dealer, and I want the death sentence for them. Now all of a sudden, Donald Trump's like ISIS. He's like an Islamic jihadist or something. Donald Trump at his rally, I watched it twice. He's basically saying if you get caught dealing any kind of major drug, and you're a drug dealer, and you're making hundreds of thousands of dollars off the population, but you're killing 500 on average, you will be executed. Now, we're going to see how this is going to play out in 2024, Mike. But you know what? Donald Trump's right on the money. Mike, back in the day, you stole the man's horse, you were hung. You were hung from a tree.
Yes. Because a man without his horse would die.
That's right. Now, Mike, look what's going on. All these carjackings in Chicago, Atlanta. By the way, they say, Trump said in his rally, Atlanta is worse than Chicago per capita. Atlanta has more murders per capita than the city of Chicago. Now, Mike, you ever think a dirty demon rat like bumbling Biden or anyone in that party, those jackasses, would ever say that, Mike? Would any of them ever have the nerve? Ryan, he's supposed to be a moderate.
You know, the Democrat cities are the land of Oz. That's what they're trying to. They've even got a rainbow to go over it.
Yeah, Mike, you're right on the money. Now let's go to Memphis, Mike. A woman's running on the street by the college campus there in Memphis. Is taken in a car and probably murdered within the first 10 minutes of her being abducted. They found the stench of the decay of the body, I guess, was still scented in the car. Mike, this guy, this wild animal, beast, I don't even call him an animal, he's a beast, took that woman, brought her in that SUV and raped her and murdered her. Okay, this guy already got charged for 20, he did a 20-year sentence for already raping a lawyer, he kidnapped a lawyer, tied him up in the trunk and made the guy go to like six different ATM machines to take money out. Why would a creature like this be allowed out of prison after that episode in 2000? This guy was a total monster. They knew it. The FBI knew it. Everybody knew it. The sheriff, Mike, look what's going on here. Mike, you don't ever look at this. Why don't you bring up the statistics of the FBI? I looked it up. Mike, the black and white crime is horrendous. It would scare the living
Jesus.
It would scare the living Jesus out of everybody in the RBN audience.
It's being fanned up by, first of all, defund the police, which says, hey, I can go commit a crime. Nothing's going to happen to me. And there's this attitude being sold to the black community that stealing from white people is reparations for slavery.
Exactly. Bingo. Right on target. Bullseye. Mike, I was looking at some of the statistics in South Africa, what the blacks have done to the whites since apartheid ended. It's horrific. Mike, it's worse than you can imagine. That is a war. That's a war of genocide against whites. All we ever hear is about Hitler, Jew, how they got annihilated. Hey, listen, I found out a lot about that. I didn't even know, Mike. And maybe you could bring it up about Madagascar. I heard about that. I mean, I've heard so much stuff. I don't know what to believe. I honestly don't. I don't know what to believe anymore because these spin doctors or the spin meisters, whatever you want to prefer them as, they're scum. They're low-life scum. And, like, you know, here in Florida, we got, you know, DeSantis is the governor, and he's trying to get rid of LGBTQ in the schools and all that. They're calling him a racist. DeSantis is now considered a racist governor, okay? Because he's saying after six...
Excuse me. Gay is not a race.
Well, I understand that, Mike, but they're ginning it up as him being a racist because he's for women having for after 16 weeks you can't get an abortion. So most of the women who have abortions, Mike, are black. You understand that? You know that, right?
Yeah, they're deliberately targeted by Planned Parenthood.
Right, but DeSantis is a racist. Go figure. But yeah, Mike, it's just crazy what's going on. How the media spins everything. They're doctors. But you know, I gotta say, of all the rallies I saw of Donald Trump, Mike, I believe you all agree with this. Saturday was his most outspoken rally he's ever had because he was just throwing it at the wall, man. And he was a stick. Because look, he was bringing out fentanyl. He was bringing out the border. How many crimes have been committed by these illegal aliens? The gang members alone, Mike. It's frightening, Mike. There's 240,000 gang members in the United States right now from foreign countries. 240,000, Mike.
Yep.
That's incredible. That's insanity. You got more. You're going to have more IRS agents. 87,000 agents, like Trump said, than you have at the border.
Yes.
Why don't they put 87,000 Border Patrol on the border to protect, defend our country from all this?
Or 87,000 school security officers. I think the money is better spent there.
I believe you said that. Yes. Yes. Where you could have. Yes. Exactly. But Mike, No, because we're, Mike, we've allowed the narrative to be run by the minority, which is 2%. Or you say 15%. The one half, 15% is telling the rest of the country what to do. And, Mike, again, have you seen the news, what's going on in Massachusetts? Mike.
There's a couple of things on Massachusetts. Can you be more specific?
Okay, well, Donald Trump endorsed a guy who won a Republican nomination last night.
Okay.
A Republican guy that Trump endorsed won. So he's going up against a real total liberal, a woman, blowhard liberal, and supposedly she's going to be up in the polls right now, but it could tighten up in, you know, a couple of weeks before the election. But, Mike, if this radical woman wins that governorship, I don't see, Mike, other than the fact that I just found out that Massachusetts is 87% white, who would not be for Second Amendment rights? Who would not be for freedom of speech? You're going to put somebody in there like, I'm pretty sure she's a Communist Party member. And that's who's going to be the governor of the state of Massachusetts. Mike, here in the state of Florida, we almost elected a black homosexual to be governor. Kill him, Mike. He only lost by 40,000 votes.
You know, Tom, I have to sort of take a little bit of umbrage with that. I'm interested in a person's qualifications and in their point of view much more than, you know, their orientation or their race, you know. So you haven't really told me why this person was bad.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you then, Mike. The woman who's running, she's totally against guns. She's against the Second Amendment rights.
Okay.
And that, to me, is the Second Amendment should have been the First Amendment. Okay? The Second Amendment should have been the First Amendment of the Constitution, not the Second. Number one. Number two, if you got a person like her running against a guy that Trump's endorsed, that is pro-gun, says everybody should have whatever they need to defend their family and their home, their castle, that's the issue I have, Mike, right there. I don't know if I have to go into more detail about why I think, look, first off, this woman's not qualified to be governor because her viewpoints of white man, bad man, everybody's bad man except they're a white man. If they're a white man, they're a bad man, Mike.
Yeah, that's definitely a strike against her. But, you know, what's really kind of weird is under Democratic programs like Defund the Police, crime is soaring all across the nation. And what do the Democrats want to do about it? Disarm the law-abiding citizens.
There it is, Mike. And look what happened in Chicago over the weekend again. Another 37 shot.
Yeah.
37 shot. What was it? 9 dead. But again, all these wounds in Chicago alone, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Detroit, Atlanta, Jacksonville, Florida has a crime rate. I mean, Seattle, of course, Portland. Yeah, Mike, these wounds are in the billions of dollars. It's actually in the billions and billions of dollars. And then we got a buffoon as a president right now. Mike, he gave the most darkest speech of any president, and I'm a taxpayer. I paid taxes all my life. I do everything I can to, you know, say I'm a proud American, fly my flag, and I have a creep that comes on a national TV talking all these dirty demon rats with the donkeys, the tails down by his ass. And yeah, Mike, this is crazy. And you got a guy, if Donald Trump would have gave that speech, Mike, they would have him, the Pentagon would have handed him in handcuffs. He'd be in Leavenworth right now.
Yeah.
Donald Trump would be Leavenworth, no question about it. And look at Milley. That guy, Milley, Milley needs to be arrested. Milley is the one that should be arrested. He should be in a military tribunal right now, what he's done to this country. That guy, Milley. That guy's scum. He's scum. Mike, how does that guy have the audacity to say the biggest thing that's threatening this country is white American males? That guy's a general, Mike.
Yeah.
That guy's a general in the Pentagon, and he's going to call white American men who did all the fighting for this country? Are you kidding me? He should be muzzled, and he should be handcuffed, and he should be in a military tribunal, and if he's found guilty, hung from a tree. That's my opinion about Milley. He's a backstabbing, filthy liar, and he's
a
lowlife.
Don't sugarcoat
it. How dare
he
go against white Americans?
Yeah, don't sugarcoat it.
We're still the majority of the country, Mike.
Okay.
Oh, Mike, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, don't sugarcoat it like that. Tell us how you really feel. In any event, Tom, we got to take a break for commercials, so thank you for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, thanks, Mike, for taking my phone call. So, you know, my topic is New World Order, and I'll be a little facetious, I'll be, you know, whatever. I think people really need to look at this as the way it is. There's a whole lot of entertainment going on out here, Mar-a-Lago entertainment. Do we really know that Donald Trump is under duress here? Do we really know that he's being, you know, going to be brought up on charges? And how do we know that, just like those two fake impeachments didn't go anywhere, how do we know this is not just entertainment? And then you go to the war over in Ukraine. Been going on since 2014. We're setting up here in 2022 now. The war's been going on. None of the stuff they've been doing in that war, the proxy war or whatever it was, none of that stuff had anything to do with their oil prices or food prices or the stopping of nitrates and whatnot for our farmers and stuff. This is all just show. And then you think, okay, well, wait, Putin's going against the New World Order. No, he's not. He was part of the WEF. Oh, and then we hear people saying, oh, well, but he dropped out. He's not part of it. Wait a minute. Come on. What is the... And he's part of the UN, too. The Russians are in part of the UN. And he's playing a role. Yeah, we sanction all your piano players, your ice skaters, your tennis players, all this stuff. Yeah. And it's just a big show, in my opinion. I'm just speaking from my terms. Everything is a big thing. That whole show to go to Taiwan and whatnot with this... Nancy Pelosi, who really, she took a plane that couldn't have made it without a stop, and they're saying she flew straight through to Taiwan. She was flying on a 737 or something like that. Couldn't make it to Taiwan from Washington, D.C., sorry. And people are saying there's a whole lot of stage stuff going on here, and I think people need to really look into this, because what you're being taken, what's happening to you right now is you're being entertained. To an extent, the news junkies, yeah, you're being entertained, really good. But those people who are just watching the show on their TVs and stuff, they're also being entertained, but they're taking what the news is telling them as real, live, this is what's happening. And it's not, obviously. And so here we said, with all this stuff going on, and that we're just engulfed in it, your news, your whole news show, the first hour, I'm not degrading you, you're just telling the news. I'm just saying, but it was a lot about politics. It was a lot about the Ukraine war. It was a lot about foreign stuff going on. But we have to take this with the... I don't want to say grain of salt, but we do have to take this in some manner that this is portrayed, and they are trying, because what they're really doing is trying to get us to eat the bugs, trying to get us to eat their mRNA salads and stuff that they're producing now. They want us to just get pissed off at everybody and stuff, and this is all part of the scenario. And I know I'm talking to the choir. Everybody out there is going, hey, man, tell us something
well,
we don't know.
I'm not sure anyway. That everybody's going to agree with you, because you're coming from a worldview that there is some single entity in charge of events, and I think it's rather more like Game of Thrones, where you have these very powerful families like the Clintons and the Rockefellers and the Kennedys and the Bushes and the Bidens, who are basically at clandestine war with each other to seize more wealth and more territory and more control. As far as the New World Order is concerned, I think they've jumped the shark with this nonsense about eating bugs. That's actually going to do a lot of damage to the environment, because, you know, birds need bugs to feed on. And
lizards, fish.
Say again? Yeah,
lizards
fish
and fish bugs. Well, yeah.
Yeah, they do. Okay?
Well, I no, I'm not trying to look. This is just my opinion, because it just seems so far-fetched that a war with Ukraine could hurt us over here when it's been going on for 8 years. How could that hurt us? All of a sudden
they can't. They can't. I mean, the government has to make us feel like Ukraine is a threat to us, like they tried to make it look like Vietnam was a threat to us, so that we would go along with that. But we know what happens in Ukraine doesn't affect us, other than the fact that it's our money and our, you know, being sent over there. You know, this is really all about access to natural resources. It's about, you know, fighting, you know, U.S. against Russia and the end of the unipolar world.
Yeah, but it's being used as an excuse, and so these people are doing this, and we, the American people, are sitting here at this particular moment. Nobody's saying no to any of this stuff. We're just kind of buckling our belts up and moving on. But that's the point here is, okay, well, let me go in a different direction then.
Well, actually, we got to take a commercial break here. And Andy, I'm not sure I agree with your particular perspective, but it's your perspective.
That's all right, Mike.
Okay, and thank you for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, there we are. Yeah, we did have another 15 seconds to go.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in
New York. And welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. The first lady that called in, when she was referring to people shutting off their TVs in every room, including the bathroom, that really hit a note because, as you know, they call it programming for a reason.
Yes.
You know, and that's one of the big ones, the TV, social media, you know, like Crackbook, Facebook, that sort of thing. And then, you know, I try and listen to your show every day. And whenever I hear Tom, I'm always left thinking that the Lord loves a hangin'. And what we need is a hanging judge. you know what I mean?
I've sort of reached the drawing and quartering phase myself.
Yeah, as the subject is yelling freedom, right?
Yeah.
So, Mike, is the United States Charter of Rights, is it easily found on your website?
You mean the Bill of Rights?
Yeah, or sorry. Well, I'm actually looking at the Canadian one. But
you can
your Bill of Rights.
You can do a web search on it. I have it on my website, but it's not conveniently linked just yet.
Yeah, that'd be great because you always talk about these different amendments, and I often wonder if anybody even really knows what they are. Like, for instance, the Fourth Amendment in the United States is about the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, you know, that whole jazz, right?
Yes.
In Canada, we have something similar, and it's called life, liberty, and security of person. And everyone has, like, this is very important, Mike. Everyone has the right to life, liberty, and security of the person, and the right not to be deprived of, except in accordance with principles of fundamental justice.
Yes.
And then the next line says search and seizure. Everyone has the right to be secure against unreasonable search and seizure. That's almost verbatim from the Fourth Amendment.
Yes.
So, and I've talked about this before, Mike. If in Canada, if you have the right to life, what does that mean? Does that mean that you have the right to defend it?
I think that's implied.
Yes. And, of course, liberty. Everybody knows what liberty is. Everybody wants
yes.
liberty. And, of course, security of the person. In other words, you should be able to walk down the street without having to be, you know, worried about being robbed or killed, or even pulled over by the police for absolutely no reason, shoved into the back of their car, and then taken somewhere for months on end without even... So what this is arbitrarily detained or imprisoned, and it's happened up here in Canada, right?
Yes, it has.
Yes.
It's happened in Washington, D.C. I mean, most of those people in jail for the January 6th protest, they've not yet had their day in court.
Yes. And they're being illegally detained. Aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And it's happened up here, too. I mean, they just let Patrick Kingo. Pardon me, Mike?
I said somebody needs to file a habeas corpus on those people.
Yeah. So you see what's going on here. It's not just... It's happening in Canada, too.
Yep.
I bet you it's happening throughout the West.
Yeah, I would agree.
And I bet you, I'm not absolutely sure because, you know, I mean, I got to work for a living, so I can't really look into this sort of thing with a lot of depth. But I'm willing to bet that this is a concerted effort.
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet it.
The elites are afraid of us, and that's the elites in every single country are afraid of the people. In all of those countries, and that's really what it comes down to. You know, Thomas yep. Jefferson said, when the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. He actually got it wrong, because when the government fears the people, there's more tyranny.
Yeah. Yeah, because this is the proof right here. And look what they did to Trump. That's amendment.
Yeah.
That's the amendment, the Fourth Amendment, for crying out loud.
Well, you know, they did have a warrant, which is mentioned in the Fourth Amendment, you know, that there has to be a warrant, supported by oath or affirmation.
Yes.
That was the part they were trying to hide. But again, they took stuff that was not covered by the warrant. Okay?
Yeah, and particularly describing the place to be
yes.
searched, right?
And the people or the items to be seized.
Yep.
They were on a fishing expedition, and apparently they came up empty.
This is happening all throughout the West. I'm willing to bet my life on it. It's happening, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to start in Europe, I think, in a few months, when it starts to get cold.
Yes. There's going to be massive civil unrest.
Yeah, bingo. The reason they're going to start doing this to the people is to scare them.
Yes.
So they don't actually start realizing you're the reason. My employees are the reason that my life's so miserable. When I say employees, I'm talking about the civil servants that the people pay their taxes to.
Yes.
They are employed by the people. They're civil servants, every single one of them. People have to keep this sort of thing in mind, because it's very important, and it's going to become more and more important as the months go by. But that's only my opinion. We may have oil and gas, you know, in America, but it doesn't mean that they can't start doing things with the taps. So
yeah.
Biden
is, he's draining down the strategic petroleum reserve to record lows in order to send to Europe and to China. And, if we get into a full-on shooting war with Russia, you know, all those tanks and self-propelled howitzers and aircraft are going to start, you know, running out of fuel.
Yeah, they're just going to hit the ground.
Yeah,
well, and everybody's going to get out and look at each other. Well, I guess it's all over then. They're going to dust off their hands and turn around and walk away.
Well, one can only hope. I mean, you know, in World War II, when they ran out of fuel, they got out and did hand-to-hand combat.
Ooh, yeah, that's like gruesome. Anyway, that's all I have, Mike. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I wanted to tell you what was going on down here with Bethel O'Rourke.
Yes.
They kind of hid it. They updated it after it was already over because he spent a lot of time on social media, Twitter, Facebook, etc. Things that people don't have time to sit there all day if they work, right?
Yes.
So anyway, what he did was had this lady who is head of Planned Parenthood.
Margaret Sanger.
No.
Or the current head.
Cecile Richard. Are you there?
Yeah, you sort of cut out there for a second. Can you just sort of backtrack to the head of Planned Parenthood?
Yeah, Cecile Richards. She was on Stage Women, and her mother was Ann Richards, who was governor before Perry.
Yes.
And not only was she gay, but she was an alcoholic. They made very sure they never did show her close up for all the wrinkles, you know.
Yeah.
And she was always on the house of the steps in Washington asking for aid because of something bad going wrong with Texas, you know. So now he had her on there, and what she said was, "I've never seen such a small town what's her name, Austin." I go out for a governor, a Democratic governor, assist my own mother. Well, the fact is that he doesn't really get that many people, but he's getting the people who send money from all over the world to pay for what he's going to do, and what he's going to do is spend that on TV ads. That's where things get expensive.
The TV networks love election years because they make a lot of money.
Yeah, and I hate to see that Abbott's getting it, because I hear people calling from all over the country saying bad things about Abbott. They have no clue what's going on down here. And she's even bringing people on there to... Democrats to run against the Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick and the Attorney General Paxton. But
yep.
the fact is that when Beto and his people were out here running, they only got like 20, 30 counties, and Governor Abbott got like 200 and something. We have a lot of counties in Texas.
Yeah, I imagine that would be the case.
Yeah, so I just don't want anybody to get the wrong impression with the, who knows what picture they take. Like, you know, Abbott, maybe, I mean, Biden with the can, applause and all that stuff. So I just, I wanted to say that, and I didn't really... tell Mike I was going to talk about this, but if you got time, I will. We have a district judge here, Reed O'Connor, who is ruling for religious rights of employers over. They have something called P, capital P, small r, capital E, capital P. It means pre-exposure prophylactic. Prophylaxis.
Okay.
And they want, head of HHS, you know, that's Javier Becerra from California. He's gay,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
He told them, he had something called U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, that they have to provide these services to several counties. And in this, in Texas, it's Behar, that's, I think, mental institution, Dallas, Tarrant, that's us, Harris, Travis, they're down there, Boston. They have to give, they have to pay for the private businesses, they have to pay for their employees to get HIV preventative pills and something else too. I don't know. I don't remember what the other one, because I don't have it on the same sheet. But I thought it was what do you call it? The preventive for pregnancy.
The morning after pills or you know, condoms solve both problems anyway. All right, listen, Pat. We're getting close to the end of the show here, and I got a bunch of calls I want to get to, so thank you very much. We're going to go to Cody in Illinois. Hello, Cody. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike. You know, speaking of the Constitution, do you all know that it was ratified before there was even a Bill of Rights attached to it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's when people, you know, people just want to genuflect to this document that was written by a bunch of oligarchs and meant to enslave the people, really, you know, which is why you don't have the...
Wait a minute. Okay. No, the Constitution was not written by a bunch of oligarchs. It was written by a bunch of businessmen. Okay, primarily. I mean, Ben Franklin was a publisher, yes, and Thomas Jefferson was a lawyer. You know, these were all tradesmen. You know, George Washington had a distillery at Mount Vernon. And, I don't think it's fair to call them oligarchs.
Well, what about, let's see, I'm not the expert on all the different names. Was it Robert Morris and some of these people that were super wealthy that would be the equivalent of, you know, a Jeff Bezos or a, you know, or Bill Gates, you know? What would people think if nowadays a Jeff Bezos or a Bill Gates was on the Constitutional Convention? You know, I think that's really what the equivalent was, a lot of these people. I forget the number that were attorneys.
Well, remember, the delegates that went to write the Constitution didn't send themselves. They were appointed by the states, you know.
Yeah.
I think you're kind of... I think you're off base with that, but you're right. The Constitution was ratified, and then they invoked the clause about amending the Constitution to create the Bill of Rights, and that's kind of where we went. Anyway, thank you for the phone call. We're going to go to Ed in Florida. Hello, Ed. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hello? Oh, okay.
You're on the air. Okay, Ed, you need to talk closer to the microphone because you're breaking up.
The bill was necessary to get it ratified, and it was a promise, because if it wouldn't have held together, they didn't get the Bill of Rights. So during the ratification debates, that was the concession the Federalists made to the Anti-Federalists. But anyways, the war in Russia is a strange war. And you heard this week that Russia's mad at Poland because Poland broke up their agreement and started bulldozing their statues, the Soviet statues.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a diplomatic message right there.
Yeah, it is. And then Poland's mad at Belarus because Belarus supposedly desecrated some of the Polish graves. And, you know, it's kind of crazy there. And even more crazy is, time out, we're sending in the deep state guys, you know, the deep state nuclear regulatory guys to check over these nuclear plants that were built during the Cold War for the Soviets, that they're trying to take the thing back over. But we're stopping the war and sending in guys from all over Europe to, you know, monitor this thing. It's just strange.
Yeah, it's the IAEA. Well, they're concerned about a meltdown from all the damage caused by the shelling, you know, Ukraine that has been shooting at the facility.
Right. And it's just like, I just don't believe that, you know, they stopped the war to send these guys in. I mean, in
no,
World
they
War
didn't
II,
stop the war. They didn't stop the war. The war is still going on. You know,
no,
it's just this
but
is
in that
sense
area they stopped bombing. In that area, they quit bombing.
Well, that's from the UN General Secretary called for that.
Yeah, but the UN General in a real war, they wouldn't do that. I mean, the UN General Secretary stopped the war. We're going to send in our guys and check this out.
Okay, they didn't stop. They did not stop the war.
I didn't say stop the war, the battle. Stop this battle. We're sending our guys in.
Well, around that area of the nuclear power plant, yes. You know, but it's not accurate to say they stopped the entire war.
No, I understand that. What I meant to say is that they kind of, you know, but who in a war, that doesn't usually happen. It just seems strange to me.
Well, Ed, you know, in a war, you don't carry out actions that are going to backlash on you and harm your own people.
Yeah, I get that. But I just can't believe that Russia. I can't believe both sides agreed. Okay, we're going to. Now, who's going to take over the battlefield after they leave?
I don't know that the IAEA is planning on leaving. You know, they're very concerned about the damage to the reactors. They're concerned that it might not be possible to render it perfectly safe at this point. So I think they're going to be there for a while. Anyway, Ed, thanks.
If they're going to be there for a while, will somebody say you got to leave? Do you think one of the sides would say, or Russia might say you got
to
leave?
Time will tell. Anyway, Ed, we're getting to the end of the show. I need to move on to the next caller. Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, a lot of interesting ideas were brought up in the last few calls. But one of the most important things that I would like to stress is that anything that's written on paper has no more power than the paper it's written on.
Yes.
You can have some highfalutin esoteric ideas that are great as though they come out of a philosophy 101 or a poli-sci 101 course. It doesn't mean anything unless there is power that is willing to enforce those ideals. And as for what Andy was saying, I completely agree with him. I've been saying for a long while that it's just a big show. Now, there is a group of people, of course, that are running this whole show, and right now they are temporarily in alliance, but they're probably already lobbying to see who's going to ally with whom to try and kill off the other. It's kind of like Israel and Saudi Arabia. They're buddies now, but who's going to turn on the other first? You make temporary alliances. You make the deals you have to for short-term goals when they are of mutual interest. Once you've accomplished that, then you turn around and devour one another. And then finally, the biggest fish is left. Who will that be? Oh, and as for the weapons and money that we are supposedly sending to Ukraine, no. Ukraine is only the detour. We're sending them to Israel. So let's all or Saudi Arabia. I mean, who knows who's in on this? The whole thing is highly incestuous intellectually and politically. I mean, even just look at the old Contra-Iran deal. Adnan Khashoggi was the guy who was selling the arms, and who was his cousin, Dodi Fayed, and who were their cousins, Jamal Khashoggi of Saudi Arabia. They're all related to each other over there, all the upper-class families, and the same goes for the upper-class European families. I don't care if they're Jewish
American
or non-Jewish.
And
the same in Latin America. Yeah, and here in the U.S. I mean, one of the reasons why the founding fathers wanted a strong central government was because they knew that the states independently would be making treaties with foreign allies in order to seize and control the other states. So there had to be a central government with more power. And as for all of those businessmen, holy cow, they were very rich businessmen. I mean, what's his name? Monticello, Thomas Jefferson. If you look at his papers that are in the Library of Congress, every time one of the slaves gave birth, he tallied how much more wealthy that made him, because a child slave was worth so much more. And as for Benjamin Franklin,
that was a common practice back in those days.
Yeah,
and,
you're absolutely right.
Let us not forget that when Thomas Jefferson died, in his will, he freed all of his slaves.
It was inevitable, and of course he was dead. He had nothing to lose. It wasn't he had already been alienated from most of his children because they were all spoiled brats and were turning against him. And as for Benjamin Franklin, he ignored his family because he was running around, copulating with every woman in France who had any money. And poor John Adams went to Holland to beg the Netherlands to beg for money to pay off the U.S. debts so that they could actually run a government. And then poor old Abe Lincoln, who was killed. But, you know who financed the railroads that made the U.S. possible from coast to coast? Jews. Jewish money. Abel Hammerman, the guy who ended up married to Pamela Churchill, the chief prostitute or courtesan of the daughter-in-law of Winston Churchill, who dragged the U.S. into the Second World War. She ended up marrying her old lover, Averell Harriman, at the very end. And then she made Bill Clinton the man that he was. Just look for Churchill's Girl on YouTube and look for the one that's an hour and a half long. Very, 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 very entertaining. The elite always take care of themselves. Money,
yeah,
is a class
they do. You know, it's protect the money, protect the money, protect the money. Anyway, Layla, I want to take one more call before the end of the show. So thank you very much, and we're going to go to Joe in Alaska. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. How do you hear me?
Yep, you're on the air.
Yeah, nuclear plant decommissioning isn't really going according to schedule. I'm reading an article out of WBUR.
Okay.
It's also a story on Strange Sounds. And you can do your own homework, but apparently the decommissioning is not going as intended. They've hit a few snags. The company that's doing it is Holtec International, which makes the caskets for the spent fuel rods.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they're shipping them overseas.
Somebody else's problem. All right, Joe, I got to let you go. The music is playing. The show is at an end here. Stay tuned to the National Intel Report. William Rapillum with guest Reed Sainsbury is going to be taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. It really does make a difference. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.